Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Tell you what, let's see if we can finish out this 39th Psalm today, okay? It's actually sort of a short Psalm. I remember what we've seen up to this point in time in it. It had that title of To the Choir Master, to Jeduthun, a Psalm of David. And he'd said, you know what? I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as the wicked are in my presence. And he said, I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me as I mused. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. So it sounds like he was getting what? Yeah, really sort of wound up and rowdy about how he was feeling within his heart and within his spirit. And he says, so I spoke. And here's what he said in verse 4. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath, Selah. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. So we saw this in a previous episode, that he said, my hope is in you. That's what I'm waiting for, Lord. I'm waiting for you, and I'm asking you to do this. Verse 8, deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it. So he's saying, I know that, Lord, this came about because of my sin and my iniquity. You're the one who's done this. I'm holding my tongue. Okay, I'm mute. I'm not going to say anything. But then he asked him, verse 10, remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the hostility of your hand. Oh, wow. New American Standard says, remove your plague, which is what we've seen in some of the Psalms. David, I think the previous one even, of a sickness or whatever it was that he had, it was called a plague. And Lexham says, remove the affliction. And he says, it's by the opposition of your hand that I'm perishing. You are the one who's opposing me. King James, I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Woo! He's saying, I know, Lord, that you're the one that's bringing this against me because of my sin. Verse 11, when you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath. And then another Selah. And so he's acknowledging what's happening. He said that you're the one that's reproving me, that you're chastening me because of my iniquity. You're correcting me because of this. And when you do it, you consume like a moth. Well, what does a moth do? Yeah, a moth just, you know, eats away and eats away and eats away. You don't know it till you open up the closet. You got holes and things, right? And he's saying that you're just doing this, Lord, in the midst of my sin that I refuse to repent over. You know, you continue to do this. And then it says, surely all mankind is like a mere breath. I had somebody, we were talking about this passage, and they said, well, it's sort of like a moth. If you've ever swatted a moth, or you sort of shoot it away and accidentally hit it or something like that, you know how sometimes they just vaporize. It's like you squash them into non-existence, you know? But he says, Lord, this is what you do. So the last couple of verses, he says, God, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. So he's acknowledging, he's already said, God, will you show me the length of days? Show me how long I'm going to live. And he's realizing, hey, I'm just like my forefathers. I'm just a sojourner in this life. I'm just a guest in this existence. And Lord, I know you hear my cry. Okay, but he says, hold not your peace at my tears. Lord, I need your peace. I need your peace. And I'm crying out for your peace. Last verse, verse 13. Look away from me,
that I may smile again before I depart and am no more. So he's saying, God, before I die, will you please turn your gaze away from me? That's what New American Standard says. The Lexham says, look away from me that I may be cheerful. King James says, oh, spare me. The idea is that the eyes of the Lord, that the Lord himself has bent upon David and he's convicted him because of his sins. And he's saying, Lord, forgive me. I know you will forgive me. Now, will you turn away that I may smile again before I die? Before I depart, Lord, can you grant this unto me? Oh, tell you what, it's a powerful, powerful psalm. And what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I could say transparent, but everybody says that. David's being very forthright, being very honest with God and with everybody else, with the assembly of the people here in writing this out, that this is how he felt, this is what he went through, but this is what God will do. Well, my time is up. Got a short time today. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Goodbye.